last weekend we had some snowflakes and rain, and here in Philly, it turned out to be more slushy than anything else. But those of you in the Lehigh Valley definitely saw some snow cover. Well, the next winter storm, friends, is ahead of us. Beginning this afternoon, we'll be under a flood watch and wind advisory in this area, and it's very serious this time. Joining us now with what to expect is David Robinson. He is the New Jersey State climatologist and a professor at Rutgers. Dave, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks very much.
Dave, Shirley here. What are we going to see weather-wise? I mean, it's already raining here in Philadelphia, but what are we going to see?
We're going to see the rain intensify as we go through the afternoon and into the evening. And the expected totals are going to be somewhere in the 1 to 3 inch range. Putting that in perspective, the average rainfall for January is somewhere between 3 to 4 inches. So it's a lot of rain. Now, along with the rain, we won't have any freezing conditions. So that's the good news this time around, as opposed to last weekend when we were at that rain snow line. But the winds are going to pick up. And this is a very powerful storm, and it's going to bring some strong winds, the strongest to the coast, where gusts may hit 60 miles an hour. But even inland and in the Philly metropolitan area, you could have wind gusts exceeding 40 miles an hour.
Wow.
And that could bring down trees. The ground is soaked. We're saturated. And with that, the trees are more susceptible to falling. And with that, power lines can come down and such. And then adding insult to injury, the winds are coming in from the southeast. And that's going to push water up Delaware Bay and into the lower reaches of the Delaware tidal areas of the Delaware River. And that's going to bring levels up 1-2 feet above the normal dry land in some areas, flooding some nearby roadways. It's going to deter rainfall from coming downstream and getting into the river, thus perhaps backing up streams there. It's going to be a mess.
And so how should we prepare? Because I'm thinking about this. It gets darker early now. You know, a lot of folks in the office on a Tuesday. So how should we prepare, and what should we be thinking about as we head home this evening?
Great point. Hunker down. That's what I would say. Stay off the roads if you can. Get home early. Get home as early as you can. Stay inside. Be prepared for a potential power outage. Make sure the flashlights are ready and such. And if the winds get real strong, stay away from windows and such. And then just listen to what the authorities have to say. Governor Murphy has already issued a state of emergency in New Jersey, which gives him certain ability to restrict for different restrictions. I know here at Rutgers, they're letting people go home earlier and suggesting at-home work perhaps tomorrow when there could be flooded roads. My local community has canceled all evening events.
Yeah.
So the idea, hunker down, stay inside, be safe, and by all means, but goodness gracious, don't drive on a flooded road.
Might be an unpopular opinion. I wish it was snow.
I know.
Dave, why so much rain lately? It just seems like we had one good day this week, full of weeks of rain and overcast skies. What's going on here?
See, it's 40 days and 40 nights. In fact, I was just looking at that. We've had twice the normal precipitation since the beginning of December. It's just been a series of storms that have either come up the coast or inland to the west of us. There's some suggestion it's related to the El Nino pattern that's active in the Pacific, which is putting more energy into the subtropical jet stream and combining with the polar jet stream. We're really having some impactful storms along the East Coast and this week out into the central part of the country as well.
And this summer, I mean, I want to talk about the link between this type of weather and climate change, because this summer we saw these droughts followed by torrential rains and flooding, and it seems to be following a similar pattern this winter. Is there a link?
That's a great observation, because I was at a drought meeting in New Jersey at the end of November, and then look what's happened since that time. And we saw that several times in 2023. With climate change, we are warming. We just went through the third warmest year with records going back to 1895. And here I'm talking about southeastern Pennsylvania, northern Delaware, southern New Jersey, and beyond. Today it was announced that globally, and we knew this was coming, 2023 was the warmest year on record. And with that, think about it, there's more energy in the atmosphere with the warmth. The oceans are warmer. There's more energy, more evaporation. The atmosphere can potentially hold more moisture. And if you have a mechanism to a trigger to get that out of the atmosphere, your heavy rains become heavier. I like to say when it rains, it pours. But if we have an absence of that trigger, we have the warmer conditions that can dry things out faster. Mm-hmm. So it's a lose-lose situation in many respects when it comes to too much rain or too little rain.
We are in a snow drought, Dave, for Philadelphia, and that continues. I know that we did have this dusting over the weekend, which I don't think actually counts officially against the snow drought. So how many days since our last official snowfall do you track?
It's been, I've got it, 709 days.
Wow.
Since Philadelphia has had a calendar day with an inch or more snowfall. And that day, that memorable day, was the 29th of January in 2022, when 5.8 inches of snow fell. But we've not had a day since then. And that's a record.
Wow.
That's a record for Philadelphia. The previous record was 661 days ended back in a very low snow period, ending in the winter of 1973.
Wow. And so we are in winter for real now. So what is your prediction? What is it going to look like? Will we get some real snow?
Stay tuned. I think we will.
Are we going to get a snow day? Because the kids are probably like, are we going to get a snow day?
At this point, I'm a little worried. I didn't buy snow boots or snow pants this year because we haven't had any for the past, 700 days, as you mentioned. So if we do get snow, then I'm going to be in trouble. But
well, heck, I want to get my cross-country skis out.
Yeah.
Next week it's going to get colder. And it's indicative of a colder pattern that should set in for the latter portion of January, maybe even to February. These El Nino winters here in the mid-Atlantic, climatologically, tend to start off warm. Then you get mid to late winter and you can get cold.
Yeah, and we'll have to leave it there, Dave. We got to leave there. David Robinson is New Jersey State climatologist. He's also a professor at Rutgers.